Hey everyone, this is Sean Yurt-Curran. You've heard me on WYAB on the radio, and you can also catch me on the new Hulu series, Death in the Dorms, Season 2. I just wanted to introduce you all to my law firm, the Yurt-Curran Law Firm. I'm located over in Fondren on Mill Street in Jackson, Mississippi. I've got over 18 years of law practice under my belt, including a decade as a felony prosecutor in Hinds County and at the Mississippi Attorney General's Office. I spent all those years putting bad guys away. Now let me help keep you out. You can call me anytime at 601-906-909. For a consultation, or just if you want to talk about something about your case. I'm committed to helping you navigate the complexities of the legal system, which I know can be difficult and confusing and downright scary at times. Let me help you use my experience to explain the system to you and how it works and how I can best help you. You can call me again at 601-906-9094 to discuss any of this and any of your worries. Trust me to handle your defense where it is going to be my priority and your future will be my focus.
All right, folks, hey, we're back, and it is Monday. Glad to be back here in the studios. Okay, he's not on.
No, I'm on.
Are you on? Okay. All right, we're here in the studios again today, and it's your host. It's Radio Strongman, Kim Wade. Folks, I'm coming to you live from WYAB. 103.9 FM. Well, folks, it is Monday, and we're glad to be here. We got a special guest. Well, he ain't really special. He's like an old shoe, well-worn and comfortable, and he's here in the studios with us, our own good friend, and I guess he's the most visited upon us co-host in the history of WYAB. A man has had his own shows. He's sponsored shows and advertisement. He is the Renaissance man, loves America, puts his money where his mouth is, and is he's here with us today. That is the one and only Al Ramsey.
Good afternoon, Kim. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here, man. I know you're chomping at the bit to talk about a couple of things. Before we get to it, I have something that I just got to share with the audience, and I'll share it again on Friday. Let's see. Show trim. Maybe not. Oh, man, you ain't going to believe it, y'all. What's, there we go. Here it comes. All right. Folks, I normally wait till Friday to tell you about my good friend Tom Smith, Tom Smith of Landon Homes. But this listing came across my transom on yesterday, and I sent it to a few folks, and I want to tell you about it. This is a good deal. I haven't even seen it. I haven't walked the premises. But check this out. In Choctaw County. For those of you who know where Choctaw County is, well, Tom Smith Landon Homes has listed a property up there that I think you guys are going to be, you're going to want to check it out. And, you know, anything you hear me talk about when it's coming to Tom Smith Landon Homes can be found on their website, TomSmithLandonHomes.com. Now, this is in Choctaw County in Ackerman, Mississippi, for a mere $96,000. It's a three-acre plot. It has three cabins on it, folks. It's a nice little hunting track. It backs up to the Tom Bigbee National Forest, has access privileges to it. You can enjoy hunting in a large public hunting area with a private campsite, room for family and friends. There's a camper hookup already on site in addition to the three cabins, and it's situated within minutes of Louisville or Ackerman. The area around the camp is covered with beautiful hardwoods, and folks, you can sit around the fire, read a book, take... Folks, this could be your own little family retreat. Three cabins. And who is the listing agent on that? That would be, that's the guy. Listing agent, Mike Halfacre. That's right. Give Mike a call. Mike will call at 601-898-2772. Again, three cabins. I don't know how many bedrooms in each cabin. I think it's two in each one. For $96,000 sitting on 3 acres. But all around you is just trees and the National Forest. It backs up to the National Forest. So you're going to have a lot of privacy out there, a lot of little getaways. So you and your buddies going to go three, split it three ways, and everybody have a cabin, and just have your little treat. And then you go up there and hunt in the, I guess you can hunt in the National Forest up there. I don't know if you can or cannot. But anyway, enough of that, folks. I just had to tell you because I thought it was a good deal. I thought it was a great deal. And again, Michael Halfacre is the listing agent. The number for Mike is 601-898-2772. All right, with no further ado, we got the man himself. And as you know, when Alan comes in here, He has a burning passion in his heart. And today is no different. Al Ramsey, how you doing, sir?
I am great, thank you, Kim. And you're right. My passion burns for this country, because if we don't all get up out of our chairs, off our couches, pull our heads out of the sand and do something, folks, we're losing it. I mean, look at the border. I mean, come on, military-age Chinese men streaming into our country. I wonder where their arms stashes are, Kim. I mean, come on. This isn't by chance that all this is going on at one time. And that's one of several clear and present dangers that we're facing in our country. And we've got to turn this ship around. And we can't be like an aircraft carrier. It takes a long time to get one of those turned around.
That is true.
We need to be like a fighter jet and just pull back on the stick, flip over, and go the other direction.
You're absolutely right. You know, and that's one of the things I always have to keep in mind, that everybody's at different levels of awareness, wokeness, or even concern. And you have to factor that in and realize that, you know, everybody's not going to be saved. In fact, many are endangering all the rest of us through their indifference, their foot dragging. You can't tell me anything. I won't look at the facts. I'm already made up in my mind. Okay. But they don't realize this is a real danger.
This is a real danger. And, Kim, I start with that because everything goes back to the ballot box. Mm-hmm. Everything goes back to who's in charge. And I am dyed-in-the-wool, deplorable election denier. Mm-hmm. It's my belief that in 2020, President Donald J. Trump won the election by many millions of votes. To quote a film that's out on the market these days, 81 million votes my ass. You know, didn't happen. And why? I think most anyone I talk to would agree that the results of that election didn't make sense.
Right.
Where do those votes come from? How do they get them into the system? How do you keep track of all this? Well, one of my missions for going on 2 years now, or no, starting the night I watched those election results start changing about 3 o'clock in the morning,
mm-hmm.
I said, this is messed up, guys. I mean, this is serious.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have followed legislative hearings in the different states and the Sydneys and Rudy's and Lindell's and the going-ons in Georgia and Catherine and, you know, crew, Dinesh D'Souza. I mean, folks, there's just an overwhelming amount of evidence over there, out there, that the voting system is rigged,
mm-hmm.
manipulated, corrupted. I don't know, maybe I should go get a thesaurus and come up with a few other words, but, you know, that should describe it. So with that belief just burning brightly, every day when I wake up, I've slowly but surely worked to take a look at Mississippi. Don't ever criticize someone else if you hadn't cleaned up your own backyard. Okay, mm-hmm. It's not to me to go to New York, California, Illinois, Michigan, or any place for that matter, if I can't speak confidently about my home state and what's our voting like here in Mississippi. So with all that in mind, I said, okay, how do you go about that? How do you show unequivocally that the voter registration rolls in Mississippi are not what they ought to be?
Right.
Well, there was a company I'd been reading about, and they were called Fractal Technology. Anybody who reads Gateway Pundit with any frequency will know their name, or should. They have many guest columns on the Gateway.
Mm-hmm.
These folks are a leader in what's called quantum computing technology. They do the TSA records. They do eBay's fraud records. They do records for people like Geico and State Farm and major utility companies who are protecting their grid and need all of this elaborate high-speed information computational ability. Okay? And Fractal Technology is, without any question, the fastest computing technology in existence. Now, these aren't the only people that got it, but this is a company that specializes in it, and they're just an industry leader. Okay? And they're making, you know, they're tens of millions, hundreds of millions. I don't know their revenues, but within the company are a few people who have the same desire to see voter rolls cleaned up that I do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got to know him. As you know me, I'll reach out and call anybody. Mm-hmm. If they'll put me through to Joe Biden, I got plenty to say to him too, but I don't think I can get through to him, okay?
Yeah,
so, but I got to know him. I got to understand, at least from a layman's perspective, the type things they did. And then they've been right in the middle of the fight here over these many months with the things you see in the news every day. Fighting election fraud in all of these battleground states, working with voter integrity groups in all of those battleground states, providing them with a tool that no one's ever had before in election. Although I don't doubt the other side's been using some pretty good technology for a while. That's why they're so good at cheating, okay? Yeah. You know, the Republicans or conservatives aren't nearly as good at coming together, pooling their resources, and having the best as the other side seems to be. So, anyway, I made friends with them. I found they showed me, they demonstrated their product so that I could see what it did. Then they began producing videos and putting them on their site, Kansas, Georgia, Minnesota, showing what their analysis was bringing forth in those states. Well, I kept working with them, and, you know, the cost of this was going to be about $150,000 to bring it into the state, get it set up, and maybe $175,000 time was all done, and be able to parse the voter rolls with speed that just leaves you breathless, okay? Something that might take the best computer the state's got a week to figure out. This thing will do the same figuring, but better, in a minute or two. I mean, it's 1,000 times faster than what they call sequential relational technology. And again, I didn't come here for a tech talk, but let me just say these people's got amazing technology, and they are applying it to the voter rolls. Okay? Gotcha. So I went to them, and I said, hey, I'll get you a copy of the Mississippi voter rolls. So October, I got my first copy. Sent in a public request form, $20. Week later, I had a link that put me in the database that gave me the current Mississippi voter rolls. Okay, I did that again on February the 1st.
Now, what's on these rolls?
2,083,000 registered voters. Your name's on it. My name's on it. Mm-hmm. The date we registered on it. Where we live is on it. Whether or not we have been participating in elections. Mm-hmm. If I missed last year's election, I'm not going to show having voted.
Right.
Doesn't know what I voted for.
Right.
I mean, this is a secret ballot. That's the whole point of our system, right?
Supposedly. Unless you're one of the ones opening up the absentees.
But I don't have their bank account information, but I know who they are and where they're supposed to live. Well, who they're supposed to be and where they're supposed to live.
Right.
So 2,083,000 separate voters are in this database. So took it the second time. Well, in the meantime, we had come up with a copy of the Hinds County property tax rolls. We thought that might be an interesting comparison to see what we might find hanging out around Hinds County. You never know. And we're looking at other counties, too, but I use them as an example. Then we went to our friends in Georgia who have become expert at utilizing the National Change of Address Database. This is the U.S. Postal Service-sponsored National Change of Address Database. It keeps track of when you move to Memphis, you go fill out your little card, and it says Kim Wade wants his mail in Memphis now.
Right.
And that means you left Mississippi. Okay? Now, if you don't go tell the Election Commission in your local county that you left, they have no choice but to maintain you on the rolls. So you can see right off how that causes a problem, and how over the years that problem can be compounded. So we took these three databases, voter registration rolls, NACOA, the National Change of Address, and the Hinds County Property Tax Records. Let's go with NACOA first. Their information's available to anybody who's willing to pay the fee to get into their database. We found over 130,000 unresolved people who supposedly have moved away and no longer live where they were registered to vote. Now, I don't know if they moved across the street, across the state, or to California, but they show as not living and getting their mail elsewhere now.
Well, let me ask you, we're going to be going to a break here in a moment. We're talking with Alan Ramsey. We're talking about cleaning up the voter rolls here in Mississippi. There is a opportunity to really reconcile this using quantum math or physics or whatever. What is it, math? Or
it's it built off the blockchain idea that you and I discussed.
Right.
But it's the most high-speed AI-infused computing available.
Right. And what quantum does is it takes what happens in the what has happened in the past, it ties it to the present and to the future. It's mind-blowing how it works.
Truly, truly mind-blowing.
But we're talking with Alan Ramsey. When we come back, Alan, of these databases, does it show, I guess if this company had all the databases for all the states, they would be able to say, okay, this person showed here in Hinds County, he's NCOA, no forwarding address, yada, yada, yada. But it shows that he did vote in Illinois. Is that possible?
And that is what they're bringing it to, because now as more states are coming into this program, they've got the access to their database.
And there's no reason for them to keep dragging their feet about cleaning
up the room. So if I see a Kim Wade in Minnesota whose other profile seems to be the same, registered, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You can profile them like an FBI profiler.
Right.
Say, this got to be the same Kim Wade.
Right.
Either that or it's his twin brother he don't know about living up in Minnesota.
Right, right.
So, yes, to answer your question, that's one of the logical steps along this reconciliation.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Our number is 601-879-0002. That hotline number is brought to you by the good folks over at Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutters. CompleteExteriorsMS.com. We'll be right back. All right, folks, the man himself is in the studios. Before we get back to him, I want to remind you, our good friends over at Rebel Ace Hardware, folks, their second annual tent sale, which is going to be March 21st through the 23rd. Over 200 gravely zero turns are on site, the largest inventory in Mississippi, and over 50 Skag zero turns more will be on site. The Rebel Tent Sale offers on the spot, no money down financing, plus rebates up to $2,500. Gravely zero turn as low as $78 a month. With mowers and trailers, folks, you can bundle your own deal with all the equipment you need to start your own lawn care business. So, folks, they help you get in business, make you a little hustle, and be able to pay them back with no problem. Revel is also giving away daily prizes from Steel, Crest, and more. Stop by Revel Outdoor in Pearl all week to register. And the day of the event, Revel will have grilling games for somebody's going to be out there cooking on the grill, the big green egg and all the grills they have, they'll have somebody out there cooking on them. Games for the cheerings, giveaways, and a lot more under the big tent at Rebel Outdoor Power in Pearl, Mississippi, second annual tent sale. There will be food trucks on site each day, March 21st through the 23rd at Rebel Ace. So come on down. All right, let's go back to our friend Al Ramsey. He's giving us good information. His desire is to try to clean up the voter rolls of Mississippi, and nobody's being disenfranchised, though the head of the Department of Justice, Mr. Garland, said voter ID is voter discrimination and intimidation. No, it ain't.
No, it ain't.
Look, if you're still on the voter rolls at Jackson State from 1995, now, unless you're a snowball and you ain't graduated yet, you know you have no reason to be on those rolls. Uh-huh. Okay? But anyway, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's quite all right. I'm laughing about it. It you know, sometimes when you're disgusted, you just have to laugh. It's all you can do, Kim. So, again, I don't want to wade into the technical details here. But so I engaged this company, overcame a pretty significant financial hurdle, and had to get in line because there's so many people banging on their door for assistance. Mississippi not being one of the larger and more important states, you know, we kind of got pushed down the list. Not because they wanted to, but because this isn't what they do for a living at Fractal.
Right.
You know, as this guy said, look, this is less than 1% of what we do. He said, we guard the data and parse the data for you know, TSA, eBay, Geico, all these people. This is what they do. But they're patriots, and they wanted to put this to use cleaning up voter rolls. So got them to – we gave them these databases, Hinds County property tax rolls, and we hope to give them all 82 counties pretty soon. The National Change of Address voter rolls – I mean data and the Mississippi voter registration. Well, on March the 6th, which was it will be two weeks ago, day after tomorrow, I sat in the Secretary of State's office, downtown Jackson, across the conference table from the Secretary, his right-hand man, Kyle Kirkpatrick, the next gentleman down in the election division, Logan Witcher, and an IT gentleman who I apologize, I don't remember his name. Just little old me and the four of them, with the south lawn of the Capitol framed in the background at a picture window over Michael's shoulder. And I played for him on the screen in their office a 1-hour and 3-minute video. And let me give, and using their data, okay, let's forget about the change of address for a minute. Let's just look at Mississippi's voter registration data. We went in there and we did a simple little search. We said, how many addresses in Mississippi have over 30 voters voting from them? And then list those in order of magnitude, in descending order, the most to the least. Top of the line, 2,267 registered voters, overwhelmingly active voters, not exclusively, but overwhelmingly, are voting from an address in Jackson known as 1400 J.R. Lynch Street. Now, many people will recognize that address as the
home. How many say 1400?
1400, I believe that's correct. 1400 J.R. Lynch.
Well, that would be about right, I guess, for a school year, you know, calendar year.
That's their address. What's about right?
No, the number of people.
Oh, the number of students over there. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Excuse me. I should know that number, but I don't.
That would be about 10% of the students on campus. I guess there's like 12,000, but many of them might be nice.
But here's what we found, Kim. There were 2,267 people, but their registrations dated back to 1995. And as we came forward, what do you go to college for, 4 years?
Unless you're snowballing.
Unless you're a snowball.
You'll breeze through there in 8.
Okay. So let's assume that if we go back to 2019 from here, we should pretty much pick up anybody who's in school right now.
Right.
Okay? But the overwhelming majority of these 2,267 go way back before 2019. And these people are in all likelihood not there. Okay? That they have moved on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, it doesn't mean they did anything illegal. It just means they registered at Jackson State many, many years ago. And if I were to mail them a ballot at their registered address, it would go to Jackson State University.
Mm-hmm.
Or we found them at Millsaps. We found them at University of Southern Mississippi. We found them over at Rust, Tougaloo, Alcorn. And we were finding them every place we looked. Hell, Rust had more voters registered there right now than they've got members of their student body. Okay, so we showed them this on the screen using their information in a real life demonstration. Well, the video was made in a real life demonstration, and we would query our system, and it didn't take it minutes to chug out an answer. It chugged them out in 1 to 2 seconds, and most of that was us hitting the buttons and clicking it, because it's, think of quantum. Like I'm talking to you. I ask you a question, you automatically respond. The slowest thing is how quick you can move your mouth, because it's already in your brain. You just got to get it to me, right?
That's right.
Well, computers don't have that slowdown of having to use their tongues for things. So it's horribly, it's amazingly fast. And I looked at, and we were showing them people who were voting out of FedEx facilities,
right,
out of UPS the brown people, UPS facilities, post office boxes, not trailer parks, but KOA campgrounds and other types of RV parks.
Mm-hmm.
We were showing by using the Hinds County property tax rolls. And now that's the gold standard of who's who and what's what, because that the state collects revenue off the property rolls, right?
Right.
Well, we were showing them multiple individuals, 30 and more in this example, who were voting from empty warehouses, fall down old garages, some insurance agency somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and it went on and on. In their office, in a few minutes, I showed them 9,000 people who couldn't possibly have been voting from where they say they vote from.
And you know, as a side note to what you're saying, this is what this whole thing, this is what's going on with Trump in Georgia. The evidence has proven that there were more than enough votes that, as Trump was pointing out, hey, find the votes because you got all these people who shouldn't be voting at all here in Georgia.
That's right.
And in excess of the number that Joe Biden supposedly won the state by. So, again, but the whole game is to get by that 10-day certification window.
That's correct. If you can hold them off through the certification window,
you're home.
You're home. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, and that's closing the, you know, and then if you try to audit it, it's like trying to close the barn door after all the livestock's run off.
Right.
You know, you're lucky if you ever catch them, right? Our goal is to keep those people from ever being able to vote.
Right.
Because that's the key here, keeping them from voting.
Right.
Now, it's not an easy process to take someone off the voter roll. There is a notification. You mail them a little prepaid postcard. You say, Kim Wade, do you still live at 1400 J.R. Lynch Street?
Right.
And if you send it back and say, I do, then they're going to maintain you there. They're not going to verify that beyond just say, oh, Kim responded.
Yeah.
So he's good.
Right.
But if you don't respond within 90 days, and again, it's prepaid postcard return, if you don't respond, they're supposed to begin a process that's going to take anywhere from 2 to 4 years.
Wow.
Two minimum. It's supposed to go through 2 federal election cycles. If you don't vote again and become an active voter in the eyes of their system, then, and they had sent you this notice a few years, then you're going to disappear, okay? They're going to pull you out.
Right.
But, again, that's lightning speed. Let's get them off of there in 3 or 4 years, Kim.
But first, you got to have accurate information in which to do
first,
it.
First, you got to have accurate information.
And that's what you're working on.
And that's what we're working on.
Our number is 601-879-0002. The man himself, Al Ramsey. He has a item of interest that he is passionate about. He wants to invite your participation. Al, if you have any websites you want to throw out there people can be looking at?
No.
Okay.
No.
And not at this point.
And I'll go into that in the next segment.
But. All right. Well, then hold that thought. Let's take a break. Our number, 601-879-0002. Hold off on the calls. Let's let him deliver his message, and then we'll take calls. If we got to go to the next hour, we'll do that to get your call in. All right, folks. Hey, we're back, and it is Monday. Glad to be back here in the studios. Want to remind you, the weather, look, you got a little reprieve right now, but if that cooling unit is not up to par and you know it's got unresolved issues, you need to call my good friend, the AC Doctor. The AC Doctor. That's right, folks. Your comfort is their concern. So if your system is not performing optimally, that's what they do. Troubleshooting is what they do well. They got a whole staff, and they're all equally committed to your comfort. So give them a call, 601-706-4551. That's the ACDR.com. And all might want to mention to you, they're Central Mississippi's foremost authority on geothermal. So if you got a geothermal unit that you're not completely satisfied with it, somebody else installed it, call the ACDR, the AC Doctor, as I call him, and they'll come a running. 601-706-4551. With no further ado, the facts, man, this guy's got receipts. We got problems here. So basically, we have more people registered to vote than there are actual voters. Does that seem like that's coming up? What's coming up?
Well, if you go.
Or have you seen that?
Well, I know the question you're asking. Okay.
Right.
There's what's called the voting age population in any state.
Right.
And Mississippi has slightly under 3 million people, and the typical voting age population is going to run 55% to 70%, depending on state and demographics and other things. But let's just say 2/3 of the people are voting age. Now, we all know that everybody doesn't register and everybody doesn't vote.
Right.
But we have on the voter rolls that I've seen, because I got the data. As you said, I got the receipts here, brother.
Yes, sir.
2,083,000 who are registered right now. Okay. Mm-hmm. If you internet search it, you might come up with a number of 2.2 million, but I can tell you I've got the database.
But wait a minute now. Mississippi has, what, 2.5 million people in it?
Slightly less than three, like 2.89 okay, up in there somewhere. So our percentage to begin with is pretty high.
Yeah, it's extremely high because I can't
believe what we're saying is everybody of voting age population plus some is registered in the state of Mississippi.
So that... That would mean the remainder of 1 million thereabouts are either children or felons.
Exactly, and as we know,
or Democrats,
and we know the Biden administration wants the state to go into our prisons right now and begin registering voters. Okay, And Secretary Watson was on the Maria Bartiromo show on Fox yesterday morning, saying, "Not on my watch, we're not going into the prisons and registering voters." But to his great credit, that's the position I would hope him to take. But back to the numbers, Kim. So here, sitting across the table from our Secretary of State and the head guys in his election department, I'm saying, look at the screen. That's your data. There are 9,000 people I'm showing you who are anomalous. I'm not saying they're fraudulent. I'm saying they're anomalous. And I'm not going after Kim Wade, the name. I'm going after the address. And the address is a critical part of your voter registration roll. Then we began showing them the registration dates of people in their voter rolls. We've got people whose official registration date is the year 101. 101. Now, this, hey, as this guy says in the video, he's got a little bit of sense.
So we got to wait an extra 2 to 4 years to get somebody like that off the rolls?
Hey. And then those are the most egregious of the registration dates. But we've got so many people who registered in 1900, 1901, 1950. We've got thousands of people who are, by any actuarial count, dead right now. They're no longer around, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But they're still registered voters in our rolls. And if you move over to the active column, many of them are regularly and dependably voting in every recent election.
At that 101.
That's all across that registration date from the 2,000-year-old guys up to the 150-year-old guys. We got people voting every day whose registration dates, mm-hmm. which are entered by the state. You don't put registration date on your application. Mm-hmm. The state does that, the registrar in your county or whatever, as you deliver it. She or he says, you know, today's date, and they put it through a system. So there are always going to be human errors.
Why didn't Delbert? I mean, this guy here prides himself on. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, you don't want me off, get off on Delbert. We don't have a week to do this. So we're looking at the screen. We're presenting data based on what they gave us, nothing more than the voter rolls. We haven't even talked about change of address yet, or property taxes. We're just showing them the obvious, that any teenager with a laptop and the ability to read an Excel spreadsheet could have found.
Right.
Okay. So if they've got people who are hunting out stuff like that, I hope they're not paying them much. Okay. but then we come to the sheet I've got in front of you. We said, okay, gentlemen, we also took this database and we ran it against national change of address. And as I alluded to earlier, mm-hmm. we've got over 130,000 people who have changed addresses in the last couple of years, but they're still on the voter rolls at their old addresses. Okay.
Now see, what I'm curious to know is, of course, as you go through all the other counties, you'll be able to reconcile that number, whether or not they voted somewhere else in the state.
Absolutely. I can tell you what date you voted. I can tell you what precinct you voted in. I can tell you everything about your activity as a voter, but I can't tell who you voted for. So mm-hmm. I'm not accusing anyone.
Well, just like down there in Houston where the district attorney, somebody had already voted for her when she went to the polls on election day. Her vote had been cast. I think what you're doing will help flush out that somebody's going to have some explaining to do.
There you go. Somebody's got explaining to do. So moving on through this meeting, I'm watching the clock. Mm-hmm. As you said, I've been a co-host. I know what's happening there. But going on through the meeting, I said, okay, gentlemen, we've got this national change of address data that's been provided to us by one of the savviest organizations in the country who's been over in Georgia, who's been working this hard. Anybody who watches the news knows these people in Georgia have dug in. Mm-hmm. So they're good with the address things. And I said, they're telling us, first of all, 130,000 who changed addresses. But then go down to the bottom of that sheet. You're going to see 138,000 invalid addresses.
Mm.
They're not valid addresses. You're going to see vacant flags, which means there's nothing there. There's not a post. There's not a box on a stand or ability. They're undeliverable. So when you total this
up. See, the legislation. Well, the legislature should step in to the extent that they can and just say, look, if these things be so, what you just described, they're automatically. You can't vote.
Well, again, legislative action takes time. Okay? The legislature has gone through its bill processes already, and they're wrapping it up now.
Yeah, I understand.
So I can't run in there today and get some senator to sponsor a bill. Won't even come up till next year.
But you know what, Alan? You know, what I've come to realize is that any incumbent, regardless of party, they're not interested in cleaning up any of this stuff.
Of course not.
As long as they're in the seat, system's working.
As long as they're in the seat, it didn't affect them.
And the system is working.
And us human beings are like that. If it doesn't affect us directly, if I got enough money to pay for these high price of eggs and gas, which I do, it upsets me. But it doesn't occupy my day.
Right.
Okay,
what
I mean?
There you go.
Yeah, I'm as upset as anyone who's paying for gas and groceries these days.
Our number is 601. It's 879-0002. Think about the questions you have for Mr. Ramsey. We're going to get to questions in the next hour. This is some serious jelly. This is
serious.
This is the reason why, no matter what we do, we come up short because they're finessing. Of course, the COVID scam ushered in so much of the fraud, and it's starting to metastasize.
Oh, gosh.
So what Alan is trying to do here is put the fire under these elected officials to take the steps that they can to restore our databases to some semblance of accuracy.
And we have lit the fire here the last couple of days. We're lighting up some people down at the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
I've got some organizations, many that you are aware of and know the people involved in. And we're distributing this video and other information to them. And people
tell them where
incensed.
They can get the video or look at the video.
Omega 4, the number 4, America.com.
Omega 4, America.
Mississippi video is the first video in their lineup right now. Mm-hmm. It will occupy that position for several weeks until they get the Texas information up. But as you go through their video selection, look at Kansas, look at Georgia, look at Minnesota. Punch the video that explains the technology to you. Folks, this isn't a partisan effort.
Mm-hmm.
You can characterize it that way. This is we need accurate voter rolls.
Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back. And again, Al Ramsey's in the studio. Folks, this is the nuts and bolts of making our democracy, our representative government, work effectively. We had Andrew Gasser in here. He sat in for Jameson about 3 times now, and he's talking about how to involve yourself in the delegate process for either party. Folks, this is the nuts and bolts of how it's done. And if we're going to unravel, somebody's got to get out there and step to the perimeter and do their part. You can't do everything. Just do what you can. Get in where you fit in. So if you want to know more about it, the website is Omega4America.com. Turn it back up.
Omega, mm-hmm. number 4, America.com. Omega 4 America. And look at the Mississippi video and any of the others. This is just, guys, this is technology, not politics. They're playing there. They're showing this exists in every state in the union. Secretaries of state are using antiquated technology, antiquated systems.
And then Mark Zuckerberg is coming in behind them.
Bingo.
Doing all that money to the employees themselves, giving them iPads and all whatever they need to do to be able to do the damage that they're doing to our system.
That's right. Bringing a sophistication to their efforts that the state's not even using in its efforts to – you fight fire with fire, right? Technology with technology.
Well, you know, I think I read somewhere, heard somewhere where the secretary state was suggesting that the price of this product was high. Well, no, the price of losing our freedoms was high.
Okay. Well, the price of this product that I'm talking about is nothing. I've studied the Secretary of State's budget, and for the last almost 10 years, they're pumping, it looks like, $4, $5, $6 million a year into their election efforts. Mm-hmm. Now, that's the SIM system, which is statewide election management system, mm-hmm. but also into training and election commission. So there's a lot of things they're funding.
But
they're building an IT department to handle this with technology that's horse and buggy, relatively
right,
speaking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Packard Bell's 286s.
Thank you.
But the deal is, if they get the voter rolls right, you'll have less contested elections. There's so much that can be saved out of that. I think time is going to reveal whether or not people are just actually basically just dragging their feet. Then the question is going to be, why are you dragging your feet? What's in it for you? What's in your wallet?
Absolutely.
We're getting close to these things, folks. Al, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, if you have questions, audience, he'll be here. We'll be right back.
Let's do it.
We're back. It is Monday. Glad to be back here in the studios. And I know you guys are out there chomping at the bit, but we've got this information here is how we're going to. This is the last exit before gunfire in this country. If we don't pull it out and get it right this election cycle, the forces of evil, folks, they already got the taste of blood in their mouths. It won't be quenched with what they're doing right now. And they want to see blood up to the horse's bridle. So be ye ready. But before we get back to Al Ramsey, want to remind you about our good folks over at PeopleLease, PeopleLease.com. Do you often encounter payroll errors and you struggle to handle it? Here it is. Somebody coming in and saying, my paycheck was short. Now you got to spend a half a day trying to unravel what's going on. Why don't you let PeopleLease handle all your HR and payroll? That's right, folks. They can do all that, and you can go on about the business of managing your business and getting the widgets out the door. You know, I'm out there trying to calculate time cards, workman's comp, vacation time, all that. They handle it all. Give them a call, 601-987-3025. 3 decades in the business. They're a local payroll provider. PeopleLease not only offers top-of-the-line software, but also provides on-demand payroll support services available wherever you are. So when your employees have issues, you give them the number, they call PeopleLease, and they resolve the problem. You'll never feel like you're being on your own with any potential issues. Each step of the payroll process, they will handle for you. So we encourage you to give them a call, PeopleLease, at 987-3025, area code 601, or PeopleLease.com. But wait, there's more. There's a companion business for you business minds and women out there that we'd like for you to also keep on hand. Advantage Business Systems can come in, and they will help maintain all the critical machines that help run your business. So whether it's voice over IP, Zoom calls, voicemail, scanners, fax, all the latest technology, they handle it. They've been doing this since 1976, before there were computers, when they had fax machines and facsimiles,
which were faxes, right?
Yeah. And mimeograph machines.
That's really ancient.
Well, they were back there handling all that stuff. Now they handle everything new. But more importantly, when you get to the finger pointing where AT&T saying it's not their problem and C Spire saying it's not their problem, they've been in the business long enough to say, oh, okay, guys, this is what's going on. We're going to bring everybody here on site. We're going to resolve what's going on here. That's what you get. And they also can do things remotely. But when they find out it can't be repaired remotely, guess what? They got a tech on the way. They're the only ones doing that around here, folks. They're first in the game, top in the game. That's right. Advantage Business System, that's ABSMS www.thebestofbeyond.com. Go to the website, schedule an appointment in order to come out and get back with you and say, hey, this is what we can do. You can pick and choose from a smorgasbord of items that you can choose from. You can get everything taken care of or just one or two items. Again, absms.com or call them 362-9192. With no further ado, we have all the way from the coast of Alabama, Mobile Bob. Hey, man.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Bob?
Hey, guys. Yeah. You guys are definitely hitting one of the most important issues. Like you just said, Kim, if we don't fix this, it's game over for the country because they've shown, the left, the globalists have shown, they'll cheat to whatever, as far as we'll let them.
They'll do anything they have to do to win.
If they don't hit a wall to stop them.
That's right.
They're building a 60-mile bridge over the jungles of between Brazil and Panama to allow people to get to America even quicker.
Over the Darien Gap.
That's how serious they are. And, folks, whether you want to accept it or not, our leadership, our military leadership is behind this. They're acquiescing to it. Joe Biden, many of you out there worried about TikTok. I think it's a little bit late now. Z got a room there in the White House.
Absolutely. The two biggest issues right now, which, of course, the President Trump, who, by the way, is the real president,
absolutely,
is addressing, is the illegal migrants coming here and the voting. He's hitting those issues hard. And, of course, these states are doing everything they can to put them in jail. And, of course, I know you guys know about this latest ridiculous nonsense of blood bath
in the automotive industry? Yep.
Oh, no, he had bloodbath in the United States. That's what he meant.
In the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, the third definition of bloodbath is an economic disaster. And that's what Mr. Trump was clearly talking about to the auto workers. It's going to be a bloodbath if I don't win this thing, okay?
Yeah.
This is what they're willing to go to, folks.
Well, it is going to be a bloodbath if he wins because the left is going to go nuts as they did before.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
And that's why I tell people, you need to prepare. I mean, you don't have to now, but the forces of evil, these people that are coming into this country, they are some of the worst from the societies that they came, a society in many cases where they hadn't built anything of note. So they're coming over here, and we got all this dead weight. Now, give it to them. There's a lot of entrepreneurs.
Tremendous number.
Them. But there's a lot who are just bums.
That's right. And look, the demographic or the character of our immigration has changed over these last few years. Yeah.
Exactly.
We've always argued about how many workers to let in. Poor family, mama carrying her baby and wanting a better. Sure, we've always had that. But folks, look with your eyes. Look at the videos. These are military age males, healthier than most of the people listening to me today, and I'll guarantee you a lot of them are crack shots, okay? Let's just say that they're not coming here looking for a better life. A lot of them have been sent here.
No, they're coming here to be deadbeats. Looking on TikTok and brag about me coming here to be deadbeats.
I'm coming here to go to New York to build a bomb. You know, there was a guy yesterday. Yeah. I'm coming to New York to build a bomb.
Yeah, look, I mean, as I told Ricardo, I said, well, at least we got one honest terrorist. I'm going to kill all of y'all if I get a chance.
Well, Bob and Kim, again, all of this is because of the people that we have put in office, and then they have figured out how to stay in office, and they've corrupted our voter system. And if we can take back and have truly free and fair elections, guys, I have absolute confidence in the common sense of the majority of Americans. I don't care what color they are, what sex. I don't care if they're transgender, no gender, whatever you want to. Most people have a level of common sense, and I trust it at the ballot box. But it's got to be a fair election with a level playing field and let the best man and the best ideas win. But that's not what's going on.
We do have a simple majority of people of, like you said, people common sense, at least 53% to 55%. The powers that be, the globalists, they have to compensate that. They have so many trillions to shoot our way and to corrupt the system that without a supermajority, it's been difficult to rein them in. But if we can get, like you just said, we get fair elections, we can rein them in.
We can rein them in. Majority. Okay. Even those people who you don't credit with a lot of common sense, they know how much they're paying for gas. They know what they're paying for groceries. They know their son or their neighbor's son just died in a pointless war in some part of the world we should have never been involved in. These people understand that. So call it common sense or just call it self-preservation. I trust the people of America, but I do not trust the system. And I would. You know, I will stake any amount of wager or whatever that on this corrupted system. It has been corrupted, and it happens at the ballot box. And whether it's Mike Lindell and the manipulation of our data from Chinese-based servers, or whether it's truckloads of ballots coming down from Bethpage, New York, to Pennsylvania, or whether it's the Kerry Lake thing out in Arizona, the cheating is just, it's reached a level that is just, you know, it's hard to. Most people don't think, they can't get their mind around how big it is, and that just kind of makes them give up thinking, okay? I mean, they just can't, they can't understand how all this could happen, and they don't consequently believe it happened, or they're hesitant to believe it happened.
One more thing before I go, guys. There's a bright spot in all this. Elon Musk taking over Twitter has helped. I mean, and he, like you said, he didn't move. The left just moved so far. He's been forced to our side by just standing still because the left keeps moving. But he immediately tweeted out after Joe Scarborough, you talk about a rhino, after he tweeted that lie, Elon Musk tweeted out with his many, many, many millions more to his million more followers that you're full of it, Scarborough. That's not what Donald Trump said. Uh-huh. And he got the truth out. So there is a bright spot, guys.
And hey, I'm Bob, I could give you a lot of bright spots, okay? And the one that I cling to is that there are thousands of Alan Ramsey's out there right now doing the type of thing that I'm doing. I'm just a soldier in an army, okay? I've got a good voice, and so I want to tell you what the soldiers are doing, and we're going to mitigate the cheating in this coming up election. Donald Trump will win by a landslide. There will be cheating, but we, unless they come up with some new tricks that we haven't predicted yet, we're going to cut into their numbers a lot. And once again, 81 million votes, my ass, okay?
Mm-hmm. I know that's right. Brother, you're doing the Lord's work, brother.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, Mobile.
Yeah, I mean, thank you, Bob.
Not a battleground state, so I'd help you out.
I wish I could be. You know. I wish I could be there, but I'm in Mississippi. I got to do what I can.
Walk your post here.
All right, man.
All right, brother. All right, appreciate you.
So, Kim, back to where we were, if I can pick it up, because sure. I kind of want to bring it, you know, to a point in all this. So, again, I sat in front of Michael Watson and his top-line crew. I showed them clearly on the screen using their own data problems. And this was just in a preliminary, limited scope analysis, okay? Mm-hmm. I didn't have all the information they've got at hand, the databases they could check it against. And I said, gentlemen, explain that to me. You've got millions of dollars, a lot of people. You've been working on, you say, cleaning up the voter rolls for years or wanting to. But how did I find that? And I said, you know what? It didn't take this high tech. Before I sent them that database, I actually went in myself with some good old Microsoft Excel spreadsheets, put a couple of filters on it, and I saw 2,000 people at that one 1400 Lynch Street address. Right. They were able to detail it a whole lot better than me, and at amazing speed. So I sat in front of Watson and crew. The secretary was very cordial, looked harried. I'm sure he is. He's a busy fella. And he left the meeting a little early. His comment to me before he left was, well, Mr. Ramsey, you know we can't take anybody off the voter rolls. That's only the election commissions. Each election commission in 82 counties is sovereign in that respect. Mm-hmm. Only they can take the Kim Wade or Alan Ramsey off that roll in the county in which the registration is registered, okay?
Right.
And I said, Secretary Watson, I understand that. I understand you've been given massive responsibility with little authority. But if you will take this technology, go through your voter rolls understand the anomalous information that is there and simply put that information out to each county.
That's right.
In our recent review, we found X number of people dead, living elsewhere, addresses don't, whatever the category, and say, we need you to reconcile this. And if indeed these are fraud, you need to do your duty and take them off. Now, that's it. Secretary can recommend and provide information.
And not only that, the weight of his office, that data coming from his office would add the
That's
weight.
That's it.
And then the local people can pick it up from there. Right. But at least do your part, do what you can.
Do what you can, okay? Now, Kim, they're down there spending millions of dollars right now redeveloping or redoing their computer systems and basically putting a new it's kind of like, Rube Goldberg. They keep adding another thing, thinking that's going to be the fix. Go ahead with your Sims and managing. All we want to do is be your fact checker.
But not
for less than $200,000 a year, we can give you fact checking that will stand up in any court.
But this technology that you're speaking of is not restricted to just the voter data. Data, period.
Okay, but we're applying it for the moment to voter rolls.
No, well, I'm just saying if you're forward-looking as a governmental entity, you know, if you can take this and do other areas, whether it's Medicaid or whatever, you're ahead of the game.
You know, I've been asked twice today, do you work for Fractal?
Mm-hmm.
And I had to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
I said, because they said, well, hell, you could sell it all day long. That's not why I'm in this, guys.
Right.
Yes, this company would love nothing more then through the demonstration in the voter rolls registration showing their capabilities to secure a contract with the state to help them in Medicare rolls, welfare rolls, just DMV, vital statistics, health department, massive amounts of data. That's where companies like this make their money.
Mm-hmm.
But that just makes them American capitalists. That doesn't make them bad people.
It just seems to me that when it comes to registering people, you can register people in the bathroom, at truck stops, phone booths, everywhere else. But when it comes, you know, they want all this ingenuity and flexibility to get somebody on the rolls. But when it comes just to making sure the rolls have integrity, then we got all this.
Oh, man, it takes years to get them off. It's like trying to fire a government employee. It just takes years.
All right, our number is 601. It's 879-0002. Al Ramsey, folks trying to make our government better. Ever since I've known this guy, that's all that he's ever been involved with is just, hey, man, he is an appreciative American. He's upright and grateful 24 hours a day, every day of the week. Let's take a quick break.
Greatest country in the world, Kim.
Absolutely. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back in. The man himself is in the studios. Before we get back to Al Ramsey, I want to remind you that website is omega4america.com. And there they can see the video that was presented to Secretary of State Watson. All that's being asked of our elected officials is to gather the data for the local county election officials to be able to make decisions more intelligently on who is actually not eligible anymore to vote.
That's right.
That's all, just accuracy. And what my observation has been, Alan, is that elected officials themselves, because they are in many cases the incumbent, the system's working just fine. I'm in office. I don't see what the problem is. My votes are good. But before we get to them, I want to remind you, folks, John White and his lovely daughter, Veronica, would like to remind you, Two Gun Tactical is on its way to Ridgeland, Mississippi at Highway 51 and Lake Harbor. That's right. It's coming along just swimmingly, if you will. But the old location, Two Gun Tactical, 667 Casey Lane in Flowood near the Highway 80 in Flowood, stays, folks, packed out. I was driving past there Sunday, and they had a full house over there. People getting a little range time in, buying weapon, ammo. We just encourage you to keep them in mind when it comes to training and also a good gift certificate to your loved ones for training. The classes are available at twoguntactical.com. So, again, as the, you know, they're getting ready to let at least, well, as many Haitians as they can get into this country, along with everybody else. They found some terrorist the other day. He said, yeah, man, what did he say? He came from Yemen or somewhere. He was going to New York to make a bomb.
That's right. And he told the Border Patrol agents, that's why I'm here. So
yeah, I might be a killer. Hey, I might be a mass murderer, but I'm not a liar.
You know what? Genius has its limits, but stupidity doesn't.
Well, look, we got an honest terrorist. I would say let him in. If that guy can be that honest, it's the sneaky ones that I don't know. But no, really, folks, our country, you may think it's a game. You cannot bring in 12 million people, probably more than that. Those are just numbers that the government gives you, so it's more than that. Yeah. And all these people are already unhappy because we've been bombing the crap out of them. Yeah. I tell you, these little short migrants you see from South America, Chile and Peru, we were down there bombing their crops with chemicals so they couldn't even – we were trying to kill the coca leaves, and we were spraying everything. Those people would still be down there if we – hadn't prevented them from being able to make a living in their own towns.
Mm-hmm.
So,
very true.
You know, that's our government at work. So we're just getting the blowback for it. But we're going to try to say, so when we talk about making America great again, back when elections had integrity. And if you don't want that, you can laugh and giggle, say the other side is losing, you guys are kicking butt. But folks, you're not going to make it any better than what we have here in America.
Kim, there's always been election fraud since the first vote was taken by a group of cavemen as to which cave are we going to live in or who gets the best bed.
Mm-hmm.
There's always been fraud. But over the years, this fraud has evolved and it has metastasized. You can go back to the Tammany Halls in New York years ago. You can go to the segregationist South and all the Jim Crow. Again, it's getting sophisticated, it's getting prevalent, and this we're not just fighting amongst ourselves cheating, we got the world over here cheating,
mm-hmm.
because the world doesn't want us sitting where we're sitting, okay?
That's right.
Chinese Communist Party wants to run things. They resent the fact that the United States of America is still the premier world power, but we're fading fast. So again, in a short presentation to Secretary Watson and his crew, I showed them quickly on the screen in a cursory examination of their roles, somewhere between 300,000 and 400,000 anomalies, many of which speak to serious problems in the voter rolls, and I challenged them to prove me wrong. If these registrations at this address aren't, if I'm missing something, tell me what I'm missing. If the change of address information is wrong, tell me where it's wrong. Don't just say, oh, well, that doesn't match our information. Tell me where it's wrong, okay? If you want to put your best tech up against our best tech, come on, let's take the gloves off and get in the ring on this thing and show what's what. So I left the Secretary of State's office that day feeling okay that, look, I know this might have been embarrassing or this might have left them kind of with egg on their face because they really didn't have anything to say to. When I asked one of the gentlemen, I said, well, have you guys noted before or have you guys found these 2,200 people over at the same address before?
Mm.
Well, no, sir, we haven't noted that yet. Well, I noted it, and I got into this registration roll a few weeks ago, not years ago. Okay, if you could have found it, you'd have already found it. All we're asking the secretary to do is give our information the immediacy and the urgency that it deserves. I'm sitting here saying there is a potential crime, even okay, but at the moment it's an anomaly. When I see somebody fall down on the street with blood pouring out of their head from a little round hole in the front, I can't be sure what shot them and who did it, but I can say that's an anomaly. There's something going wrong
over
there.
Well, not in Jackson.
Not in Jackson.
But anywhere else.
And so, you know, if the Secretary of State would respond, but to this point they haven't responded. So,
well, it's going to take them a minute, human nature being what it is.
What it is.
And they feel challenged, or maybe
absolutely.
You're trying to pin their ears back, or
absolutely.
You're plant from somebody with political
all
aspirations.
All of the above. You know. Or I'm a salesman for the technology company that helped me discover this.
But you know what? And this is what gets me. I'm going to yield to the truth and facts. I mean, I don't understand how people benefit from ignoring reality.
Reality.
Or evading reality. That's right. I'm saying, what is your point? If the facts come out and say, okay, I'm going in the wrong direction. Oh, I'm going to be bullheaded and just not turn my... Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's very frustrating, but it is what it is. It's the lay of the land.
That's right. So, folks, I would ask that you go to that website, omega4america.com. Mm-hmm. Watch the Mississippi video. Watch as many of their videos as you want, but watch the Mississippi video. Pick up the phone or your email or whatever. Reach out to your state representative, your state senator, the Facebook group that you're part of, and say, hey, these folks are bringing the receipts. Would somebody tell me they're wrong? Would you show me? This is the state's responsibility. We the people, while we are prepared to, should not have to go purchase this technology, set up shop somewhere with it, beg and plead for the data that we need to feed our system from various state agencies, and be in everyday confrontation with the Secretary of State's people saying, here's what we found today. Have you found that yet? Right. Oh, well, it's... That's foolish. That's a waste of resources. Right. I don't run my business that way, okay?
That's right.
It's crazy. Michael, we don't need you to sue the county election commissions who don't do their job when you present them with the information. We, the people, are preparing to sue those county election commissions.
Like the group out of Georgia there that's been
having
a lot of success.
Yeah, we are preparing. Mm-hmm. We are getting funding pledges, we're getting all sorts of input, and we are fully prepared. An example of a situation is, I know that the secretary has done a thorough job of identifying the anomalies. I know that he's sent those anomalies to Yazoo County. I'll take my old home county.
Right.
And with a suggestion to the election commissioner to take care of it. So if I know he did that, I'm going to walk in there 30 days later, let's say, maybe to a scheduled meeting or encounter one of the commissioners and say, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, have you begun reconciling all these bad? Oh, well, no, but we're going to put it on our agenda for the October meeting. That's only about 4 months away.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say, well, good. I'm going to reach into my pocket. I'm going to pull out a folded piece of paper, and I'm going to say, well, this is the lawsuit that we're headed down to the courthouse with as we leave you right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're suing you in your individual capacities, in your capacity as an elected official,
mm-hmm.
and on any novel legal theory, taking a lead from our Democrat buddies, okay?
Right.
We're going to sue you on any basis that we can think of. So put that on your October meeting too, okay? And suck on it, guys. But we are serious about this, because every time a bad vote comes in, it just nullified my vote.
That's right.
Okay.
Folks, we're talking with Alan Ramsey. We're going to take a quick break. The hotline number is brought to you by the good folks at Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutters. CompleteExteriorsMS.com. All right, folks, we're back. And it is Monday. Al Ramsey's been with us both hours, because he's always bringing the facts. He's bringing the receipts. Folks, this is something that we need to do. And let me just say this to Michael Watson. Mike, bruh, look, dog, come on. We go way back, like Cadillac seats, man, all the way back. Don't take it personally. This is not an attack on you or your office. We just want some voter integrity wherever we can get it. Go with us. Go with the flow. This is not us against them. This is citizens of Mississippi petitioning their government for a better government. That's it.
And we don't need to turn this into J6,
Right.
We're petitioning for the truth.
Right.
We're petitioning for verification of our concerns. Any poll will say Americans overwhelmingly don't trust the voting system anymore. They just don't.
Right.
My vote don't count. Why bother to vote? Well, if every American knew their vote was counted, voter participation would, I've got to believe it would skyrocket.
Well, the honest votes are being offset by the bogus votes, And like that's one of my concerns, that if they weren't serious about voter integrity, in my opinion, in my estimation, if they didn't deal with the 10-day certification process. What does that mean when I say deal with? Well, look, you know you got to give the candidate, force the election officials to turn over the data without the necessity of a court order.
That's right.
Just make it available. Oh, it's so sacred. It ain't sacred when you allow Mark Zuckerberg to get in there and have access to all this information. And that, who was it, the Eric system they had going there, all this other crap. And then the folks who were still in the election who got uncovered up there in Michigan. You guys are always willing to spend our money, taxpayers' dollars, on getting people registered to vote. They can register in all these different agencies and everything else. But when we ask these same agencies to provide the data so we can verify that these are legal registered, then we got to hear all this hemming and hawing. So, you know, with all due respect, we cannot accept other than, yes, we will work with you.
That's right. It's unacceptable, okay? In this case, again, we overcame. When I started this journey with this company, they wanted $150,000 just to get to working with us on this, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, I ultimately negotiated something a whole lot better than that. Mm-hmm. And I had to wait in line because Mississippi is not a swing state. And these guys were had some important business they're doing in these other states. But now that we're there, we've put out a lot of time and resources to get here.
Mm-hmm.
And the Mississippi Voter Integrity Project, of which I am its director, is a loose-knit collection of people from one end of the state to the other to whom this is a serious, serious undertaking. And it's in the news every day. It's becoming more and more nationally. Okay, so this issue ain't going away, and it's only going to get worse till we're either overcome completely or it starts getting better.
You know, one of the pitfalls of having all these ghost voters on the registration list is that on election night when they stop the counting, that's the list that they're going to plug in the votes that they need to steal the election.
Yeah, it's just an analysis. Mm-hmm. They know from looking at the records that these cohort of people don't vote. They're registered, but they don't vote. So they can pull them, vote them, and the odds are it'll never be questioned.
Right.
Because Kim Wade, who said, I don't vote no more, he's not going to go question, hey, did I vote? Did somebody use my voting name?
Mm-hmm.
But they know you're not voting, Kim.
Right.
You know?
And they're using the same logarithm and mathematical computations to do the very thing, which is what we don't want done, is stealing the election.
That's right. And they're probably using some of the same technology that we're trying to get our Secretary of State and other Secretaries of State to adopt. You can only fight fire with fire if you're going to be effective. And
right.
We've got to keep up with them. Mm-hmm. We've got to be able to respond. But this system, if implemented in its fullness, just for voters, would allow me, a citizen of the state of Mississippi, to go on my phone, access the little black box, you might call it, down at Secretary of State's office, and I could look up any information on any voter on the roll inside it. If I were a registrar, I could plug in the name Kim Wade and his address, and before he finished signing the application, I'd know, well, wait a minute, Kim Wade, you don't seem to live where you say you live. We got you up in Memphis, or we got you down Birmingham, or you the same Kim Wade, you know. That.
Look, if Visa can say, hey, Al, we're getting a credit card purchase over
Bingo.
The valley, is that you?
Yeah, I mean, I can go out to dinner, and as they're ringing it, my phone rings because they don't recognize the restaurant I'm eating at,
right.
And they want to know if I'm authorizing the charge. I've been embarrassed by that stuff so many times.
Mm-hmm.
They basically decline in your credit card because some algorithm doesn't recognize that you might actually be able to afford a $375 dinner.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
You
know?
I've been embarrassed in some high-profile instances with, you know, and been turned down, you know, for simple, I call them simple purchases,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's the most amazing thing. But that's the technology.
Right. And it's there.
And it's there.
And that's the reason why this whole voting machine is purposely complicated. I would say that anybody who has an electronic voting machine that has an algorithm, rather, that involves anything other than simple math, subtraction, and addition.
That's right.
It is purposely fraudulent.
That's right. We need handwritten. We need handwritten ballots. Mm-hmm. We need one-day voting. We need voter ID. Mm-hmm. We need citizens to sit there and count those pieces of paper, tally them up. If you want to run them through a vote tabulating machine just to double check your count, so be it. Okay. But all of this drag it on for weeks. Oh, well,
it rained yesterday.
We need to give the mail 2 more days to deliver, right?
And see, that was the whole with the whole hanging Chad things that, oh, it took so long. We're going to go to electronics so we can get it immediately. Now it's taking longer than we had hanging Chad.
Longer
Chad's
than ever in our history with all this fancy technology
and
to get a vote out the door.
The technology is just to steal the elections. And this is why, folks, we have to put our foot down.
Okay.
And we start at the county level. Okay. But the county level is going to require us to have the data that the Secretary of State could very well. Look, you just bought the Ramada down there. I know that's a different pot of money. But we didn't really need more parking on the fairground, in my estimation.
No.
You know, it ain't like we're burning it up.
Yeah.
Where we just. But pretty much everything downtown is a government building now. I mean.
As I pointed out in a letter delivered to both the House and the Senate election committees earlier today, mm-hmm. and delivered by email to them yesterday,
mm-hmm.
the Secretary of State in the state of Mississippi doesn't need any further authority or any further money. The authorities are within the National Voting Rights Act. The funding has been coming through Help America Vote Act, which is just a thinly disguised way of trying to sign up voters. I mean, Michael Watson was on Fox News yesterday with Maria Bartiromo defending the fact that the Biden administration wants him to go into prisons and begin registering the felons there. And he said, not on my watch.
Right.
Well, my applaud, Mr. Watson, of course, okay? But you need to stand that strong on anything. And I presented you, we, the people of Mississippi, have presented you with evidence. We brought the receipts. Now, we need your immediate response.
Well, the thing is, I understand his concern. Oh, those numbers aren't accurate. They may be high, maybe low. But, okay, let's give you that. The problem is that you have identified that there are areas where the system can be manipulated. Let us eliminate that possibility.
That's right.
Now, if your sole purpose is to hang your hat on the numbers are not accurate that's right. being brought by this group, okay. But that also seems to belie the fact that there's something else that you don't want to do
mm-hmm.
for whatever reason. That's going to come to light eventually.
Right.
You cannot get around that.
I'm just telling you. You cannot.
So, you know, my suggestion, Secretary Watson, is that, look, work with these people. They're not out here to hurt you. This is not personal against you or the Ag Department, period. This is about not what I say, Ag Department.
That's right. Secretary of State's right? It's not personal. Mm-hmm. I told Secretary, I said, Secretary, we the people want to help. This is our system, okay? Mm-hmm. We know that you've got handcuffs in certain areas. We want to help. Mm-hmm. How can we help you, okay? and here's a starting point.
Well, let's
show
this
me
here.
Where our numbers are wrong.
If we could get 150,000 Mississippians to give $1 to get this system going for 1 year, let's see how it works, or we'll match what the state puts up.
Look, they will save the $150,000 to $200,000 in one mail out to people who they're mailing to who they shouldn't be mailing to.
Mm-hmm.
You put out 100,000 mailers and you got a $2 or $3 per mailer a cost,
mm-hmm.
printing, postage, return postcards. They're spending hundreds of thousands, if not millions, every year. They're just throwing it out there, okay?
Let's take a break, folks. Final few minutes of the Kim Wade Show coming up. All right, folks, we got one great American sitting across from me, Al Ramsey. I like Al's passion. He's so appreciative, as many of us in the audience are, that we live here in America. We're upright and grateful 24/7, 365. And we're not ashamed of America, of God, the values that made this country great. And we're willing to put our money where our mouths are. Damn the cost. If it's got to be paid, let us pay it.
Hey, there are too many who've paid the ultimate price. And, you know, anything I put up or you put up pales in comparison to that, okay? No amount of money or resources equals someone's life. Look, Kim, in the American Revolution, it was somewhere between 1, 2, 3% of the people who decided they'd had enough, and we've been benefiting from it for 250 years. If 1% of the population right now would stand up and take a true stand, we could change the whole equation in an amazingly short period of time. If we just had 1% who were warriors and got out there and suffered the slings and arrows and all that kind of thing, you know, I believe it. I truly do.
Well, I don't count numbers. I count the commitment, the stoutness of the heart, the Christian courage, the relationship with God. We as human beings, we want to see great numbers. But no, God is looking for fidelity. That's why Donald Trump is able to stand, because of his fidelity. People say that he is not right in so many areas, but he's right in the commission that he's on. And we don't keep it simple anymore. Yeah. We want to make it complicated.
You might remember the musical intro I used on my radio show a couple of years ago, and it was by Matthew West, and the title of the song was Do Something. And I turned my eyes to heaven, and I said, oh, Lord, things are so terrible and horrible. You know, what can you do? He says, I did. I made you.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
So look inside yourself. That's where the solutions are, guys. They're not on your knees looking to heaven. He put you down here to do something.
And they're not in another man. They are in you.
That's right. They are in you. If they're not in you, don't expect them from another man.
That's right. Al, it's always great. Man, it's always great. Keep us posted on what we can do and how we can plug into this effort.
OmegaForAmerica.com.
OmegaForAmerica.
Call your representatives. Call your senators and tell them, what is this? What's going on in our voter rolls? No wonder we can't have an election that makes sense anymore.